Hello, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to another episode of Thinking Outside the Box. Awesome. I'm so excited to have our special guest today, none other than our marketing director, Amy Dahl.
Thank you.
Thank you. So excited to have you. We've had a lot of requests to have our marketing department featured, and I'm so excited to have Amy. So Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Great. Well, thank you. My name is Amy Dahl. I've been with Pot Valley Companies for 7 years
now.
I know. I hope I don't get the 7-year itch.
Please don't.
But I've been in banking for a lot of years before that. My entire professional career has been in banking.
Wow,
Amy. I started out as a traditional banker and found my passion in marketing. And so here I am, marrying the two things I love, banking and marketing.
And you've done such a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So. And she's a great boss.
I'm not just saying
she never is. So, and tell us how marketing has changed. Like, marketing started with how many people compared to now?
Yeah. So 7 years ago when I started, there were only 3 of us. And now there are 8 on our team.
Okay. Let's talk about, let's show how many are on our team. Okay, and shall we move on to our drink? We have a fun drink. So this is a mock mango mule.
Mm.
Okay, so these aren't see-through glasses, but they're mule glasses. So we're going to try the drink here. Amy said hers is a different color. So
I know.
I wouldn't spike it. It is mock. It is, but let's try it. Cheers. Cheers.
Oh.
That's pretty refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me check another sip of this.
No, it kind of feels a little summery.
It does feel like summery. It. Yep. So let me tell you what's in that. So there are cucumber slices in it, honey syrup. So how you do that is just you heat up honey with water, and it's got mango nectar in it and lime juice and ginger beer and ice. That is it. And in just a Moscow Mule glass. And I like it. We'll have to rate it later on the show, though. Okay. Well, let's get started with our questions. So at the start of the year, a lot of people pick a word of the year. So Amy, I know you love to do that anyways. So Amy, what is your word of the year?
Thank you so much for asking. So this year I put a lot of thought into it, really thought about what my goals are and where I wanted to be a year from now. And I settled in on the word deposits.
Deposits.
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's across the bank. That is the word.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure everybody has heard that word a lot already. And we're going to continue to talk about deposits this year.
That's a big word this year. Yeah, good. That is a great word. And I'm sure that kind of is everyone's word this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the reasons why I picked deposits, especially when it comes to marketing, is because deposits are the building block of our customer relationships. It really starts out with deposits. And if a customer has a deposit with us, then likely they're going to be our customer for a lot longer. And that's really what we want. We want people to choose us for their bank, and we want lifelong customers. So it all starts at the very beginning with deposits. Not only that, but the deposits help fund all of this fantastic loan growth that we've been having around our company too. So deposits are super important.
Yes, it is. Great. Okay, so our next question is, how is our marketing strategy changing with our internal and external messaging?
Yeah, great question. So this year, our team, we got together during our strategic planning and really talked about like what, who is coming into our location and what do those folks need? Yes. Most of the people who are coming into our locations are already our customers. And so it really made sense for us to work on educating our customers about different products that we have, and then also be able to teach them about the products that they may already have that they don't use. And so you guys will see that in your lobbies, our internal messaging looks dramatically different.
Yes, it does.
For example, right now we are advertising mobile deposits. And so we have screenshots on how to do a mobile deposit. If somebody's walking in, they can just take a look at it. If they're a little bit more techie, there's a QR code on there they can scan, and it takes them to a video to actually show them how to do a mobile deposit. So that's one of the things we're doing internally. Big, big change. So we're interested to see how that works out.
And video is huge. I mean, that would be so helpful.
For sure. For sure. And then externally, we're really focused on action. So we've had a little bit more passive messaging the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
This year, because the word of the year is deposits, that's really what we're focused on. And so you're going to see that checking account message throughout the year. And we're really pairing things together. So it's checking plus. And right now it's checking plus free ATMs. And at the end of our messaging, we always invite people to come and be our customers because that's really what we want. We want to help them grow their wealth by being part of Platt Valley and Mountain Valley Bank.
Yeah, great answer. Good. Okay, now we know it's all about communication all the time, right? Internally, externally. So one of the main things we want to do is find different ways, different venues, communicate amongst our company. So let's talk about different ways we're trying to do that with associates.
Yeah, great. So just thinking purely about internal communication. So we've really turned into a big company and we're still growing and we have people everywhere. And that's so, so fun. And I love it, but it's really hard when it comes to communication. Jill and I, obviously we cannot run around to all the locations and talk to everybody when there's something new. So we're trying lots of different things.
Yes, we are.
This right here is one of the best ways that we can communicate with people about what it is that's going on in our company and also just new products and services and help with the education piece. So the podcast. So
please watch.
Super important. Yep. Putting a huge plug in for the podcast. So, you know, that's super fun. The other thing that we do is emails, of course, but we know that you're flooded with emails. So we not only send emails, but also the marketing coordinators meet with the branches every single month to try to keep everyone on the same page and let folks know what's happening throughout the company. We have our talking points that get sent out to the branch managers and community presidents every month that have, again, happenings within the company. Of course, the company newsletter, hopefully everybody's taking time to read that. And then social media. And I know you might be thinking social media is only for our external fans, but it's also for our internal fans. You can see what's happening throughout the branches and the different locations too. So,
and I think that has been a great way to just take a moment and see what we have going on with social media, our Instagram, our Facebook, take a minute to like those, share those. It's just really important.
It is. It is. And it's a great way to connect everyone.
It is. It is. Well, good. Good answers there. Yeah. Yeah. So please take a moment to check out all those forms of communication. What about other things we want to talk about? Timing of requests for social media, anything else like that? Our social club, those type of things.
Yep. Great. So the marketing team services the entire company. So of course that includes not just bank branches, but also all of our different divisions and departments. So things that people might not even think about. We help out HR, we help out the operations team, we help out mortgage, we help out CH Brown, we help out JD Elliott, we help everyone. And we love that. We really love to help be part of your success. But because we're helping so many people all the time, we cannot do that in an instant. So instant gratification is not a thing anymore when it comes to marketing. So we really need thoughtful preparation from those requests because it does take some time on our end. And it's not just me doing everything. It is lots of people from our team are touching different parts and pieces. And so we time is our friend. We like to have about 3 weeks for any kind of promotion at least because that helps us get through the right channels. We have to do the creative. We have to do the editing. We have to go through compliance. We have to produce it. We have to ship it in a lot of cases. So, you know, we just really need some additional time. And that's why it's important for those marketing coordinators to work with the locations and really be thoughtful about what's coming up.
So there's just lots of steps involved. So, you know, just the thought of planning things out, letting us know, and we love working with you and just working as a team on those things.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Okay, great. I think those are great. Amy, tell us a little bit more how we revamped the social club.
Oh, great. Thanks for asking about that. So for those of you that don't know or are familiar with the social club, it was a program we had a few years ago. It was very, very successful. Then we had this nasty little thing that came through called COVID, which kind of broke up our social club and all of our fun there for a while.
Yes.
So we tried to revive it last year. It wasn't quite as successful as it has been in the past. So we're taking a look at how to do that differently. So coming soon, there will be something social club-esque, but it won't exactly be called that, that will be launching in the next few months. Now, the point of the social club is really for marketing to have that contact person in the branch so that we have a direct line to what's happening inside the branch, helps us with social media, which is where the name came from, social club.
Yeah.
And then also just like things that are happening when we talk about communication with the branches, just another touch point, a direct touch point with our marketing team and with the branch location. So
that person will be the person that takes pictures at community events and those type of things.
Yep. Also, they help us, the marketing team, with like making sure the posters are out and the flyers are out and that people know if there's events going on that are bank sponsored. So that's great.
Now okay. On to, let's do our fun questioning.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I might have rigged it a little.
Oh, no.
I'd like to see Amy blush just a little bit. So what we did, because technically Valentine's is coming and the next podcast will come out after Valentine's. These are Valentine's themed.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
She's already blushing. She hasn't even graduated yet.
Okay. Do they all say the same thing?
No, they are different.
Okay. So am I reading this or you?
Too, so go ahead.
Okay. What is your favorite Valentine's Day candy?
Oh, this is my favorite one.
I know. Thank
you. Don't forget, Amy.
No way I'm answering this one. So what's your favorite candy?
I like those little red cinnamon hearts that are covered in sugar. They're really hard to find now.
Nice. What's I'm going to go with the standby chocolate.
Oh,
it's better than a big bouquet of chocolate.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white.
Dark, of course, because then it's healthy.
It's healthy. So,
yeah. Okay.
I really wanted to hear one of the other ones.
Oh, good.
Okay. Rate the drink.
Okay. We take one more sip.
One more sip.
What's my scale?
One's the worst. Five's amazing. Three's in the middle.
I would say like 4.5. It's really good. And I'm not always into sweet drinks, but it's really good. I like the ginger.
Yeah, I would say that too. About 4.
You would go for a little lower. I like the cucumber too.
I was scared to put the cucumber in.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Feels like summer though.
Not
winter. Yeah. But that's okay. We can dream about summer.
Yeah.
We can dream about summer, especially because it's going to be really cold.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining us. Thanks for everything you do and working with us so well in marketing. We appreciate it. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great start of the year.